what the building that later Boys Catholic High occupied down on the corner of Town Fair and 7th.
Would she have been old enough to be a classmate of Polly Mathewson's?
Oh, I know Polly. My mother is 76 now, and I don't think Polly's 77. I don't think Polly's that old.
Yeah, right. Polly's just a little bit younger than that. Okay, what was your father's occupation?
He was a cotton broker.
Cotton broker.
Uh-huh. His main function was to buy cotton from the farmers, to classify it, and to sell it to the mills for manufacturing the cloth. And he would always surprise me by his ability to just reach into a cotton bale and separate the cotton fibers and tell whether it was an inch and a 16th, an inch and a 32nd, or an inch long. And a lot of money rested on whether it was, whether he was right. And then not only that, but in the same thing, same moment, he had to tell whether it was, the quality of it was bright, strict low, midland, all of these different terms meant different grades of cotton. So that was his job, and he would also buy, at one time, he went into business for himself, and he would buy cotton and then sell it again to the mills. But when the federal government went into the cotton business by guaranteeing the farmers parity prices for cotton, the federal government was always able to offer the farmers a higher price than the middlemen could offer. Oh. And so that gradually squeezed all of the middlemen in Augusta out. That's why there are no more cotton brokers in Augusta. It's interesting that I think my father was actually the last active cotton broker in Augusta. The firm, B.T. Lowe, is still in existence, but they haven't done any business. My father went into work for the government and just retired this past year. So all his life up until this past year, he was in the cotton business.
What about your grandfather? What did he do?
My grandfather, my father's father, was a shoe salesman for a long time. He he worked for J.B. White's as he was in charge of the shoe department there. And for a while too, I don't know whether before or after that, he went in for himself, but he would load a wagon with these cartons of shoes, and he would go throughout the country and sell shoes to different people. People like Roy Harris, who grew up in the country, remember my grandfather was coming through there and selling shoes.
Oh, really?
My other grandfather, Tom, my mother's father, was at King Mill for a long, long time. And he served on the board of directors for about 35 years or so. And World War I, when old Mr. Langdon died, and young Mr. was over in Europe in World War I, you know, those mills were like plantations that go from father to son. But for that little while, my grandfather was the manager of King Mill. And then he retired from there in 1931. I think they gave him a gold watch.
Do you know about anything?